Don't be surprised. I welcome you to Time to Meditate. That is a just on its own. The time is exactly 700, which is 1900 CAT Central African Time. That's a just. Gospel just. Just saying. Just say in the city. Pendugulu. Yeah, so you are listening to Body Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people. My name is Pastor John Mamabolo. I'm back now, but I'm back with the time to meditate. During the day in the morning, I was standing in for Pastor KK, and I was standing in as well for Kogejo Mkanzi on the stream. He listen talk. Now we are continuing with our daily show, time to meditate. Let me just ask you this question. How was your day? I hope your day was very well. The songs just say Pindikulume Moya Wam. That is the drums that is playing there. It's just saying Pindikulume Moya Wam. It's a jazz, gospel jazz. Just enjoy it. Enjoy it. I'm making you feel welcome. That is what the song is just saying. Pendikulume Moya Wam. We are continuing time to meditate. Now, I just want to read 1 Samuel 16. But we are going more now. We are going to read verse number 14. Remember, as we were doing Strange Hills and Talk, we read the very same chapter, but we started from verse number 1. We ended in verse 13. But normally, remember, when normally what we do, we pray first. And indeed, I want us to pray. But we are going to pray. There's a song that is saying, I want us to pray with this song. But I believe Heavenly Father is going to help us. And is going to be with us. But it's very important we pray. I just want to welcome each and everyone who is just tuned in now. You have just joined us now for the first time. I want to tell you we love you so much and feel welcome. We call you home where we preach the gospel, where we talk the word of God, the undiluted one. Now, alright, I want us to pray. I want us to pray. It's very important to pray, asking God to forgive us our sins, which we have done. And because without Him, there's nothing we can do. So now, okay. There's a song that is saying, Our Father. That's a song we are going to use to pray. Just enjoy this song. It's saying Our Father by Don Moon. Don Moon is saying Our Father. That's the song. As the song continue to play, wherever you are, you can pray as well.
cry. Lord, we need your mercy and we need your grace today. Yes, we do. Hear us as we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Jesus Christ of Nazareth, did we are praying, let your will fill the whole earth as the water filled the whole river. Our Father who art in heaven, we are praying in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, I pray, we say, Lord, we ask you to come and be with us. Father, everything we have done that is against your will, forgive us. This evening, Father, we humble ourselves unto you. We say, Father, forgive us. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we are praying this afternoon, this evening. I pray to each and every listener who is just tuning in now for the first time. We have just tuned it now, I pray. Bless them, Lord, restore their heart and restore their soul, because they have just tuned it to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people. Whatever it takes for a soul, I pray, Lord, each and everyone who is driving, in the mighty name of Jesus. Some people, they are from different places, and I pray as they are driving, Lord, be with them and protect them, Lord, until they reach where they're going. I pray to those who are at church now, who are practicing, those who are going to church, Father, be with them. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray to each and everyone who is listening. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Here I pray. We are your children, Lord, this evening. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Wherever you are, you can join me and you can say amen as well.
Oh Lord, we need your mercy and we need your grace today. Hear us as we pray.
Forgive our sins, we pray. That was Don Moon. He was praying, saying, Lord, our Father, who art in heaven. Now he was praying, God, forgive us our sins. So I told you, you're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people. It's still the very same station, the very same show, you know, Time to Meditate. And we are together, and we believe God is going to be with us. Now, let me just remind you something. If you want to interact with us, I just want to remind you, you can do so by sending us a voice note. You can do so by sending us a voice note, which now our WhatsApp number is +2783 289 4658. But only if you are international, you just say +27. If you are in South Africa, you just say 083. Again, if you are in international, you can just say 0027 83 289 4658. You can send us voice note. You can even WhatsApp us. You can even SMS. You can even call. Or you can just send us email. The email is as follows. It's radio@bythegrace.org. The email address, let me repeat, is radio@bythegrace.org. Our WhatsApp, our website is www.radio.bythegrace.org. So now, you can even chat to us from our website there, where it's saying chat now, we are online. You put your name first and you put your email address. You continue chatting to us with anything you want to know, with anything you want us to know as By the Grace. And what you can do as well, you can Skype us on BTGM Radio. You are welcome to do so. Or what you can do, you can also go to our Facebook page, which is By the Grace Radio. When you are on Facebook, you just say By the Grace Radio. Then you like our page, you can send us a messenger there. Now, there's a song I want us to play. Remember, I played a song that sang Our Father Who Art in Heaven. That was a prayer by Don Mooney. He was really praying that, Lord, have mercy on us, because you are Father in Heaven. Now, there's a man by the name of Lucas Maluma. He's just saying, Rutwele Butuku, have mercy on us, on this world that we are living in. Enjoy the song as we continue. When we come back, we will continue with our show, Time to Meditate. Just enjoy this song by Lucas Maluma, Rutwele Butuku.
Oh, Time to meditate,
6 to 9 p.m.
By the grace of
Jesus. So.
Yeah, that was Lucas Maloma. As I told you, he was also praying there into that song, Gori. We are living in the world that is full of problems. We are living in the world that is full of problems. Now, he was saying, Lord, show us the way. Show us the way. Show us the way into this world. Now, the time is exactly 7:20 CAT, Central African Time, and my name is Pastor John Mamabolo. We are say time to meditate. As I told you, we are going to read in the book of First Samuel. Chapter number 16. But we're just gonna read verse number. We're just gonna read verse number 14. We're gonna start from verse number 14. I know during the day in the afternoon around the time for the show that was called Strings Isn't Talk. We read that chapter, but now we're going to continue reading verse number 14. Now, I believe Heavenly Father will help us. I believe God of Heaven, God of Wonders, He will always be with us, as He is always with us every day and forevermore. In other words, without Him, there's nothing we can do. Believe in me, if God is not on our side, there's nothing we can do. I like the verse it's saying, if God is on our side. From the book of Romans, it said, if God is on our side, who can be against us? If God is on your side, who can be against you? There's no one who can stand between you and God. Because if God is on your side, no one can stop you. Okay? No one can disturb you. Because His name is Jehovah. His name is Jehovah Jireh. What I like about Him is He's an unchanging God. He remained God and He will always remain God. Most of the times we are changing and the way we do, we end up being changing, doing things to suit some other people's life. But let me tell you, if God is on our side, who can be against us? That's why Lucas Maloma was praying there saying, Lord, have mercy on us, Lord, because we are living in this world, the world that is full of things. In other words, you are saying, Lord, if we don't have you, there's nothing we can do. I mean, you know, if God is on our side, who can be against us? If God is on our side, who can be against us? Let's read. I want to give you this opportunity as well. If you want to interact with me, you can do so. I don't want to leave you behind. We are together. Let's just interact together. Because I don't want, believe in me, I tell you, I don't want to leave you behind. I want to go with you as we continue saying time to meditate. Alright. Okay. Alright. Let's just say you are so good. When we come back, we will read the scripture I told you about. Let me just say, you are so good by Snatch. You are so good. Enjoy the song.
Tell somebody, awesome God. He is so good. In Him there's no darkness, no shadow of turn. Just wave those hands to Jesus. You are beautiful.
I love your name.
love you, Lord. That is tonight she says, you are so good. I love you, Lord. What a song indeed. Sinach. So you are still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and souls of the people, whatever that it takes for the soul. Now, I think I must just remind you of something. I must just remind you of this. Okay. We left with 21 days to our soul winning campaign. We'll be in a place called Tsakane. It's a site of Eastern Gauteng. We'll be there month end, this month end of February, as we have started February. Today it's the second day of February. We left with, 20 days. Okay, it's 20 days and 22 hours and 27 minutes and 36 seconds to soul winning campaign in a place called Tsakane. It just say, By the Grace Ministry present soul winning campaign under the title, Your Faith Has Healed You. The place, as I told you, is Tsakane AGF. 296106 Malandela Street, Extension 12 Tsakane, from 22 to the 24th of February. Friday we start at 1800, Saturday 1800, Sunday 10 o'clock. Now for these 2 days we will be searching for soul. On Sunday we will be in church. Now what I like about this is if I know some people, they can't join us because of distance, but you can tune into By the Grace Radio and listen all the services. You won't, don't miss anything. We're going to make sure we broadcast everything that will be happening there. Now, let me just continue. We're reading in the book of 1 Samuel, chapter number 16, verse 14. It said, David in Saul's service. Number 14, the Lord's Spirit left Saul. Then the Lord sent an evil spirit to Saul that caused him much trouble. Now, you know, somebody can say, but why? Somebody can say, but why? The Bible says, because when you read with another translation, the other one is saying the evil spirit from the Lord troubled him. Like when you read in King James Version, King James is just saying, but the spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord troubled him. Somebody can say, but where does the evil spirit comes? Does the evil spirit comes from the Lord? There are people who don't understand. Some other day I had a conversation with some other men of God. They said to me, but why does the Bible says an evil spirit come from the Lord? Does it mean the evil spirit comes from the Lord? I'm going to answer this question this evening on Time to Meditate, as we are meditating, reflecting of everything we have done during the day. On this show is where we are meditating, we're reflecting, we check if what we have done is right. So now, as I told you, maybe in your life you got this question, or maybe you were confused with this chapter. When the Bible says the evil spirit comes from the Lord, tormented Saul. Remember in King James. Let me read in American Standard Version. It said, now the spirit of Jehovah departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from Jehovah troubled him. I'm going to try to read as many as translations so that you can understand. Now with Bible, BBE said, now the spirit of the Lord had gone from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord was troubling him. Alright. I'm going to read on most translations that you may have. Now, when you read in International Standard Version, it said, the spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord troubled him. Alright. When you read in Amplified. It said, now, the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord tormented and terrified him. Okay? So let me, let's read good news. The Lord's Spirit left Saul, and an evil spirit sent by the Lord tormented him. You see? Now, good news is putting it very clear. That's why it's very important to read a lot of, you must not just concentrate on one chapter. Or you must not concentrate on one vision. It's important to look into other vision, what they say. Because some vision, they put it in a way, if you are not grown spiritually, you're going to mislead people. You're going to try preaching about the evil spirit comes from the Lord. Now, let me tell you. Now, I like about what Good News said. It just tell the spirit, the one the Holy Spirit left him. And Bible says, an evil spirit sent by the Lord has entered through a soul. Let me tell you. We are protected. I want to give you an example. I sometimes tell people, if I'm standing, okay, I'm sitting down. And then let me give an example with Pastor Patrick Mundebele. Let's say I'm sitting down. And then Pastor Patrick Mundebele comes and stand near me. But as he's standing near me, he is holding, let's say, a plate. Now, he put that plate on my head. Now, he stand there putting the plate next to my head, but not right in my head, but next to my head. So, whatever that comes, make sure that that thing, it entered through him first before it can come to me. In other words, he's the one who's making sure that is not going to come to me. So that is how God does. Now, when we are born again, when we are saved by his blood. Now, because we are his children, what do? He protects us. Making sure that nothing will come to us. But when we do things which are bad, he just he shifts a little bit and those things come. People, they will say, because he was protecting them. Once they come, as I told you, as I'm standing, I'm sitting. Let's say if I'm sitting down, then Pastor Patrick Mundebele is there, holding that a basket or something. And then when he decides to, maybe somebody is pouring water from top there, and then now Pastor Pat is holding that basket. The water is coming inside the basket. Once Pastor Pat leave, now the water that is gonna come to me. Now people, they're gonna say, the water that Pastor Pet, the water from Pastor Pet. But the water does not come from Pastor Pet. The water comes from somewhere. Pastor Pet was there to protect. Now that's what I'm saying. When the Bible says an evil spirit comes from the Lord, it doesn't say that evil spirit. It just say, because God, all the time, God was protecting Saul. Now, when Saul disobeyed God, now God decided to reject him. As I was saying, when you do something bad, if you don't want to listen, because the Bible says, it's like you are a witch, like if you don't listen. Now, in the book of Samuel, now it's very important to listen when God corrects you. It's very important when God speaks to you, it's very important to listen to God. And hear him, what he say. Okay, we're going to continue with this. But I just want us to go to, let's just say, there's a song I want us to sing together, wherever you are. It's saying, Holy, you are the Lord. I want you to enjoy this song. You can even stand up and sing this song with me this afternoon. You can stand up and sing this song with me. Just enjoy that. Just say, Holy, you are the Lord. Tefri Masalmon. That is Tefri Masalmon. He's saying, Teri Masalmon. Saying, you are holy, you are the Lord. Jesus. Holy, holy, you are the Lord. That is Terry McCalmon. He's saying, holy, holy are you, Lord. Indeed, he is holy, 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 holy. Now you are still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people. The station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people. Whatever it takes for a soul, what a beautiful Saturday. I know as I speak, some people, they are already in a stadium. Maybe your team is playing, your favorite team is playing them. You are there in a stadium. Maybe you are in a way going to a stadium. Or maybe you are from church. Or maybe you are still from church. Let me tell you, you are listening to Time to Meditate. That's the name of the show. And my name is Pastor John Mamabolo. As I told you, we were reading in the book of 1 Samuel, chapter number 16, verse number 14, where I was explaining, the Bible says, the Lord's spirit left Saul, then the Lord sent an evil spirit to Saul that caused him much trouble. Now, when you read with the King James has said the evil spirit comes from the Lord. In actual fact, you just say, God, you know, like this we are protected. You know, most of the time I see those who knows chicken. You know, chicken, there's a point where it protect her children. There's an animal that flies, it's like it flies up there and it wants to eat the chickens. So every time this chicken will protect the ita protector it's one ajayo wanaori hori ona something basibi jangori ki pulwane hori pulwane iska khona ujadi di tinonyana ituanya na jenyana. Now that is what God does. So now we are protected by God. Now immediately when we do things which are not right, what I know about God is the God of second chance. He is God of second chance. You know what I like about God? God, he will always give you a second chance. But you must not do something expecting him to give you a second chance. You know, there are things we do come up warm. God, you do something knowing is sin. I was reading the Bible and it said, the sins which we do knowing is sin, it's not going to be easy for us to be forgiven. Because I do this knowing that is sin. And after I want God to forgive me, I did it knowing that is sin. Let me continue with where we're reading. Now the Bible says, remember, Saul was a king. He was chosen by God. And God chose Saul to be the king of Israel. Okay? But, now, because of rebellious, because of not listening, because of not listening to God, if you are not listening to God, believe in me, God will leave you. And it's going to be very, 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 very difficult. So, mudimu utautuela. That is why I'm saying this to you. You must not, how can I say? You must not do things which will make you to God to substitute you. Alright. Now let's just go to 1 Samuel 11 verse 6. Saul listened to their story. Then God's spirit came on him with great power. Saul became very angry. Now I want you to understand, you know, many times when people, when they read this, they end up being not understanding. They end up being twisting things. Okay? They end up being twisting things. Now, there are things when we do, it becomes a problem. Now, as I told you, the evil spirit, it does not come from God. It does not come from God. Now, let's read 1 Samuel 18:10. It said, the next day, an evil spirit from God took control of Saul. And he went wild in his house. David played the harp to calm him, as he usually did. Okay. Now, many people, when they are affected, or when they are, how can I say? But Hasijigi mi moya. Moya will make you, especially in evil spirit, will make you to not to be like to live another life that you don't understand. Alright. I let me just do this. There's a song I want us to sing this one together. We are continuing. But I believe God is good, and He always good. He will never change. Now, there's a song by Jimmy D. I love this song. It's just saying, "Your will be done." As this song continue to play, we'll continue with what I was talking about. Just enjoy this song as it is playing by Jimmy D from his album.
Don't let your will be done.
take your place, oh my God. That is Jimmy D. He was saying, take your place, oh my God, let your will be done. So you're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people who had a beautiful Saturday. And we thank God for today. We are still here because of His grace. We are still here because of love. Now, we just read in the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 16, verse number 14, where the Bible says, and even the when the Holy Spirit, when the Lord's Spirit left Saul, then the Lord sent an evil spirit to Saul that causes him much trouble. You know, when the evil spirit is in a person, it causes much trouble. There are people, because of evil spirit, they do things they were not supposed to do. Now, some people, they don't sleep the whole night. They travel all over all the tavern. They travel all over. It's not them. It's an evil spirit. You know, evil spirit, it's something that is very, very dangerous. Because when it enters into a person, it makes a person to do things which, when you see, you will say, but why? Now, evil spirit, it does not fear a human being. Evil spirit, it does not fear a pastor. It just fear God. You know, you will hear many pastors, many people, they say, Namoya maybe Yatziba. Yatziba now or Nagashapa. The strong one. No, no, no. It's not you. I'm just gonna read another scripture in the book of Acts. You will understand. The Bible says, but one time an evil spirit said to these Jews, I know Jesus, and I know about Paul, but who are you? Then the man with the evil spirit inside him jumped on these Jews. He was much stronger than all of them. He beat them up and tore their clothes off. They all ran away from that house. Okay? Now, if you can read that Acts 19, start from verse number 1. You'll explain why it came to this part. Now, okay. I think it's better I read so you can understand. I'm going to quickly start from verse number 1 and run quickly. It said, while Apollos was in the city of Corinth, Paul was visiting some place of his way to Ephesus. In Ephesus, he found some other followers of the Lord. He asked them, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believe? These followers said to him, we have never ever heard of a Holy Spirit. Paul asked them, so what kind of baptism did you have? They said it was the baptism that John taught. I believe one day we're going to talk about which baptism. Because also it confuses many, many people. Okay, let's continue. Paul said, John told people to be baptized to show they want to change their lives. He told people to believe in the one who will come after him, and that one is Jesus. When these followers heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now let me just ask you before I continue, in which baptism did you baptize? You know, the Bible says they were baptized in the name. If you were baptized, they never include the name of Jesus Christ. Let me tell you, you are not baptized. Many people, when they baptize, they mix some other things. But you need to be baptized in the name of Jesus, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's why here he said they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Number 9. Then number 6. Then Paul laid his hands on them, and the Holy Spirit came on them. They began speaking in different language and prophesying. Okay, we're going to speak about this part, I think, as we continue some other day. Now, these were about 12 men in this group. Paul went into the synagogue and spoke very boldly. He continued doing this for 3 months. He talked with the Jews, trying to persuade them to accept what he was telling them about God's kingdom. But some of them, because stubborn and refused to believe, in front of everyone, they said bad things about the way. So Paul left these Jews and took the Lord's followers with him. He went to a place where a man named Tyrannus had a school. There, Paul talked with the people every day. So Tyrannus, he had a Bible school. Okay. Tyrannus had a Bible school. And that is where Paul talked with the people every day. He was teaching them. Paul was also a teacher. Okay? He was also a teacher. We can say Paul was a lecturer. Because Tyrannus had a school where he was teaching people about God. Now, Paul went there and he taught them every day. Now, number 10. He did this for 2 years because of this work. Everyone in Asia, Jewish and Greek, heard the word of the Lord. Verse number 11. God uses Paul to do some very special miracles. Some people carried away handkerchiefs and clothes that Paul had used and pulled them on those who were sick. The sick people were healed and evil spirit left them. Now, okay. As we continue, let me tell you. Things happen. That is why people, they sell the handkerchiefs. They are selling handkerchiefs because they read this scripture. Some of them, that is why they are selling clothes. It's because they read this. But which is wrong? Because the Bible says God used Paul to do some very special miracles. Now, when Paul was using an handkerchief, when he threw it, people were coming and taking it and put it those way who were sick and they were getting healed. But now, because of people, they like to copy things. Okay, let me go to verse 18. Let me leave that part. Some Jews also were traveling around forcing evil spirit out of people. Listen to what it says. It said, some Jewish also were traveling. There are people who were also traveling. They were competing with Paul. You know, even in this life, we have people who like to compete with some people. People, they will compete with you for other things. They will compete with you with whatever you are doing. When you do this, they will try to compete. Now, these people, they were competing with Paul. Because now, Bible says God gave Paul God used Paul. Okay, he used Paul to perform special miracles. But these some Jewish, as they were also traveling, they were also forcing evil spirit out of people. The seven sons of Sceva, one of the leading priests, were doing this. Now remember, the seven sons of Sceva, they were doing this. The Jews tried to use the name of the Lord Jesus to make the evil spirit go out of the people. They said, by the same Jesus that Paul talked about, I ordered you to come out. That's what they did. So we have those people these people, they were going all over trying to force a demon out. They were traveling all over trying to force evil spirit out of people. But those people, they were the seven sons of Sceva. Seven sons of Sceva. That's what they were doing. Now, as I told you, we have people who always want to compete with you what you're doing. And it becomes a problem. Okay? It becomes a problem. Okay, before I go there, let me read Mark chapter 5:7. He said, as Jesus was saying, you evil spirit, come out of this man. The man shouted loudly, what do you want with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you in God's name not to punish me. So that's what I'm telling you. The demons, they know God. The demons, they know Jesus. They know Jesus. They know Jesus, Son of the Most High God. But now, this son of Sceva, they continued using the name that Paul is using. They said, in the name, by the same Jesus that Paul talked about. But now, they were not believing in the name. You know, they were not believing in God. They were not believing in Jesus. But they were saying, by this same name that Paul is preaching about. They never said by the name that we know. The name of God, the name of Jesus that we have received. Now let me continue. But, one time an evil spirit said to this Jewish, I know Jesus and I know about Paul, but who are you? But who are you? All right. Let me read here. Acts 16, 17, 18. I want to show you something. She started following Paul and the rest of us around. She kept shouting, these men are servants of Most High God. They are telling you how you can be saved. She continued doing this for many days. This bothered Paul, so he turned and said to the Spirit, by the power of Jesus Christ, I command you to come out of her. Immediately, the Spirit came out. He just said, by the power of Jesus Christ. He never said, by the power that Peter preached about. But he said, by the power of Jesus Christ, come out. Alright, let's just do this. The time is exactly 20:07. Let's just do this. When we come back, we will continue. So if you want to interact, let me remind you, if you want to interact with us, you can do so by sending us WhatsApp or voice note. Our WhatsApp number, let me give you, it's +27832894658 for international listener. For South African listener, you just say 03289-4658. Again, as well, for international listener, you just say 00278328-94658. Or you can say radio@bythegrace.org. That's our email address. You can send us email address as well. Or you can even go to Skype. You just say BTGM Radio on Skype. Or you go to Facebook. You just say By the Grace Radio. You like our page and you chat to us. Or you go to our website, www.radio.bythegrace.org. Okay. Let's just say God of Wonders. God of Wonders. God of Wonders. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give the praise to God, God of wonders. Yahweh, God of wonders. God of wonders. That is Elijah Oyelende. God of wonders. God of wonders. Indeed, he's a God of wonders. You're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people. Whatever it takes for the soul. Just for the soul. What about you? Some are seeking soul. Some are praying for soul. What about you? What are you doing? What are you doing? Some are searching for soul. Some are praying for soul. What about you? What are you doing? Let me just remind you. 20 days and 21 hours and 44 minutes and 40 seconds. Zakani, we are coming. 29106 Malandela Street, Extension 12. We are coming under the message, your faith has healed you. By the Grace Ministry, present your soul winning campaign. Now, I'm just reminding you, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be lit. It's going to be lit indeed. Believe in me, it's going to be very lit. Now, I want to remind you with this. I'm going to remind you something. I want to remind you, you must not miss the assignment. You must not miss this assignment. It's lit and it is awesome. Now, we are landing there 22 to 24 of February, 2 weeks from now. Okay, 3 weeks from now because it's 20 days. We'll be there. So I urge you to join us as well. I know maybe if you are not in South Africa, you are not next to us, but you can join us via radio. It is awesome, and it's gonna be awesome. I wanted to remind you. I want you to feel the taste of what is gonna happen. What will be happening there? Now, remember, you're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Whatever it takes for the soul. Whatever it takes for the soul, I wanted to remind you, but okay, let me just remind you. Listen to this song. I mean, this is what will be happening. Just listen to this song. Listen to it. You will understand what I'm talking about. Listen to it. Listen. Now, it's just a taste. Only you can do. This song was recorded live in one of our assignments. Now, it's going to be happening. It's going to be lit. You know, only you can do. It's a reggae. Just listen. They are singing it in a reggae style. So, I don't think you will miss. I mean, make sure you don't miss this assignment. Your faith has healed you. Your faith has healed you. Zakani, we are coming. 29106 Malandela Street, Extension 12, Zakani. 22-24 February, we are there. You can join us via By the Grace Radio. The service will be broadcasted. We will broadcast all the service live there. Now, you are still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the heart and soul of the people, whatever it takes for the soul. We are continuing, as I was telling you, 1915. Now, number 16 is saying, then the man who had the evil spirit inside him jumped on this Jewish. He was much stronger than all of them. He beat them up and tore their clothes off. They all ran away from that house. Why I'm saying, don't do something you know you are not called for. You know, we do things, we are not called for that, but we are forcing to do it. Because you think you're a Pastor Patrick Mundebele will not, like, agaso fit. Kapa Pastor John Mamabolo, agaso fit. But it's not what you called for. Now, these people, they were forcing things. They were forcing things. That's why I'm telling you, don't do things which they will cause a problem to you. We love you very much, and we want you to be safe. I mean, these people, listen, listen what they said. Then the evil, this man who had a evil spirit, remember these people, the son of Jeva, as they were going, forcing evil spirit out of people, but they were saying the name of the Lord Jesus to make, like they were using the name of the Lord to make, but they were saying by the same Jesus that Paul talks about. Now the Bible says the demon asked, who are you? Jesus I know, and I also know Paul, but who are you? Jesus I know, and I also know Paul, but who are you? Let me repeat. Jesus I know, and I also know Paul, but who are you? Now, then the man who had an evil spirit inside him, he jumped on all to this man. He beat them up until they ran and ran and ran. They left that house. They left that house. Yeah, they left that house. Okay, let me do this. We're gonna come back. Evil spirit. Okay, all right. Let's just do this. Say, away some God by Elijah Oyelinde. Just enjoy what a lyrics indeed. Listen to these lyrics. Listen to you won't go wrong. You won't go wrong with this man. Listen to these lyrics. I told you, you will not go wrong with this man, Elijah Oyelele, Awesome God. What a lyrics indeed. You are holy, awesome God. Oh, glorious God. You can't go wrong with this man. What a lyrics indeed. Now you are still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and souls of the people, whatever it takes for a soul. Whatever it takes for a soul. We are still continuing. Remember before I played this song, this make me laugh. The Bible says, Acts 19:16. Then the man who, I read it, but I want to repeat it again. Then the man who had the evil spirit inside him jumped on this Jewish. He was much stronger than all of them. He beat them up and tore their clothes off. They all ran away from that house. I mean, he tore their clothes off. Maybe they were running naked. So I want to say to you, we must not take some chances. Don't try to take some chances. You know, this son of Jehovah, they were taking some chances. They were taking some chances. And then the Bible says they ran out of that house. I don't know, maybe they were running naked because the Bible says their clothes were torn apart. They said, we use in the name, the same name, the same Jesus that Paul talked about. Yeah, so we are by the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people. The time is exactly 20:30 CET, Central African Time. We just left with 30 minutes. I want to welcome each and everyone who have just joined us now. We have just tuned in now. We welcome you. And we thank God as you have tuned in. We are talking about evil spirit. Because in First Samuel chapter 16 verse 14, it said, when the Holy Spirit left, when the spirit from the Lord left Saul, and then evil spirit come from the Lord also tormented him. So I was saying, evil spirit, it doesn't come from the Lord. The Bible just say an evil spirit that God sent. So the evil spirit does not come from the Lord. Many times I hear people saying evil spirit, it does not come from the Lord. Now, until we came to Acts chapter number 19, try to explain to you what really happened. Now, Luke 8:35 happened. They came to Jesus and found the man sitting there at the feet of Jesus. The man has turned to a god. This made the people afraid. You see? Like, now, the only person who is able to deliver you from those demons is not your pastor. I'm telling you, it's not your pastor. Your pastor cannot do that. You know, I hear people say, my pastor, it's very powerful. No. It's not your pastor. It's not your pastor. My pastor is very powerful. He can make you too. No. Just going to correct this part. Because we are having a problem. Now we are having a problem. Because that is why on Acts 19, it clearly tells us God used Paul to do some very special miracles. Now, we are used by God. Whatever we're doing is not because we are used by God. It's not us. But there are people who are saying, pastor is so powerful. No, it's wrong. All right, let me just continue. Okay, now, we go to verse 19, I mean 17. All the people in Ephesus, Jews and Greeks, learned about this. They were all filled with fear and gave great honor to Lord Jesus. Many of the believers began to confess, telling about all the evil things they have done. Some of them had used magic. These believers brought their magic book and burned them before everyone. This book were worth about 50,000 silver coins. You see, you understand what does it mean? It's saying some of them, they even burn their magic book. People, even there are some pastors who are carrying magic books. We have those, false pastors who are carrying the magic books in their pocket. Whatever they do is not the miracles from God. It's just they are having a magic books. You know, they go with the magic books, whatever they do. Because the Bible says 1,000 coins. Welcome you officially. I welcome you officially to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Whatever it takes for a soul. Some are searching for soul, some are praying for soul. What about you? What are you doing? Because some, they are searching for soul, some they are praying. What about you? Okay. People, there are some pastors who are carrying a magic book. they are carrying magic book. Or let me just do this. Okay. Alright. Let me just say. Okay. Alright. I want us to. This is a song. I want to play this song by Tingwe Mutlaba. Just enjoy this song. It's saying. Ungi pate kahle. Just enjoy this song. Okay, I think there's a problem with the song that I was playing, saying umpate gatle, meaning you are treating me very well. There's some error with that song, but the song is just saying umpate gatle. So you are still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring up to the hearts and soul of the people. So now, that's why I was telling you, it's saying some of them had used magic. These believers brought their magic books and bend them before everyone. This book were worth about 50,000 silver coins. You see, these believers, I mean, that's what I'm saying. We even have some believers now in this world. Even now in our churches. Ne? In the churches that we are taking care. Let me not say our churches, but we even those have those believers in the congregation that we are taking care of, where they still carry the magic books. Now, some of them, they are carrying the fish oils is their magic books. I don't know what are you carrying. You must not carry something. Just carry the name of Jesus. You know, I like Peter and John. The Bible says in the book of Acts, chapter 3, it's saying, during, like, in the afternoon, as they were traveling, there was a man who had been there for many years. When he saw Peter, he thought they're going to give him something. But they said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Silver and gold we don't have, but we only have the name of Jesus. You know, as I told you, these people, this son of Shebas, seven of them, they were using, they said, the name that Paul is using. Now the demons, he did a problem to them. Demons, he did a problem to them. Now verse number 20 says, this is how the word of the Lord was spreading in a powerful way, caused more and more people to believe. Okay. Now, I want to show you something from that Acts 19 verse 19. Now, when you go to Acts 8, 9, 11, it's saying, I'm going to read it. It's saying, now, there was a man named Simon who lived in that city. Before Philip came there, Simon had been doing magic and amazing all the people of Samaria. He bragged and called himself a great man. And the people, the least important and the most important, believed what he said. They said, this man has the power from God and is called the great power. Simon amazed the people with his magic so long that the people became his followers. That's why I'm saying, many people, they thought Simon this man has the power of God that is called great power. Many people, they believed that. But Simon was a false man because he was using magic. But many people, they thought he's using great power. Even now we have those pastors, followers. They're doing this thing, these magics and things. And the people, they still saying, these people, they are using God's power. We have those people, they saying, these people, they're using God's power. No. Many people, they had to follow Simon. They thought Simon is using God's power. Simon was using magic. Remember, the Bible says, where we read in Acts 19:19, it explained. Many people, they even brought their magic books to be burned. Now, it's saying, many believers, these believers, they were believers. But they had what? Magic books. So Simon was one of them. He had the magic books. There are people we see on the street. They are doing magics. They are doing lots of magic. They are doing things. Now, okay. Acts 13:6, it said, they went across the whole Iceland to the city of Patmos. There they met a Jewish man named Bar-Jesus who did magic. You know, Bar-Jesus, he was doing magics. And he was a false prophet. Bar-Jesus, he was doing magics. But people in that area, in that Patmos Iceland, they were still believing that Bar-Jesus is using great power of God. We have those people now, even in this generation. And you know them. Some people, they even traveling there. They use their money to go there. Because of the magic. Right, let me remind you. You still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people. If you want to interact with us, our number is +27832894658. 00273289 4658. If you are international, South Africa, 08328 94658. The time is exactly 8:45 CAT Central African Time. We are about to sign off. I ask you, if you want to interact with us, you want to tell us a comment, you want to share something with us, you can do so by sending us a WhatsApp note. Or by sending us a WhatsApp. You are welcome even to write something about each and every show, every time, because you are listening. And Bar-Jesus was there. Many people, they believed. All right, let's continue. Now, Exodus 7:11. Listen, it said, so Pharaoh called for his wise men and magician. These men used their magic, and they were able to do the same thing as Aaron. You see, magic. People, they use magic. But we still believe in those people. All right. Let me just remind you who we are. And then when we come back, I'm just reminding you.
Where is Josh?
Oh.
Enda kufeva man nara dre yabo by the grace ministry bobudirenga iwana gaina
Ongakura by the grace radio number 3 sure guest read rubber reach extension 2 la midre 1685
nara dre yabo bobudirenga iwana gaina
by the grace radio station it's here to bring hope to the heart and soul of the people just for a soul
and kuzwe paman zvino ndiri kunyaga wa follow kana kuti chiresa radio yako ndinga ya gara
ya ukarichita monomboro ye ya 073 269 2731 ukarichita mo whatsapp ya rina ya 083 289 4658 www.radio.bythegrace.org kuba wa radio at bythegrace.org
yeah so by the grace we are one. We are one with you as well as you are listening to us. You have listened to me. You continuing listening to us. We are one with you. Alright. Alright. I want to play this song. It's just saying hallelujah. See a good thing is hallelujah. It's a high praise. Enjoy the song by Ayanda Ntsandi. When we come back, we are going to wrap up and we will close. And keep on listening to us. When I come back, we're just gonna play this song. Hallelujah, Sia Gutumis. And when we come back, we are continuing.
We are.
Hallelujah. Siyakutumisa. You are listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the heart and soul of the people. That is Ayanda Ntande. Bayete Siyakutumisa. He have done lots of album Ayanda Siyakutumisa, and we thank him for what he is doing. So all right, we are just left with 8 minutes to our show. We are about to sign off, but I'm just gonna wrap up and we will sign off. And I believe God is good and he's always good. And I'm just gonna just wrap up. But all right, let's go to Exodus 7:22. The musician used their magic to do the same thing, so Pharaoh refused to listen to Moses and Aaron. This happened just as the Lord said. All right, Deuteronomy 18:10-12. Don't sacrifice your son or daughter in the fires of your altar. Don't try to learn what will happen in the future by talking to a fortune teller or by going to a magician, a witch, or a sorcerer. Don't let anyone to try to put magic spell on other people. Don't let any of your people become a medium or wizard. And no one should try to talk with someone who has died. The Lord hates anyone who does these things. And because this other nation do the terrible things, the Lord your God will force them out of the land as you entered it. Now, we will continue with this part of magics, okay? Magic book. We will continue with it. I just want to wrap up and we will sign off. Right. The name of this show is called Time to Meditate. It's a daily show. It started 6 o'clock until 9 o'clock CET Central African Time in the evening, which is 1800 to 2100. And the host is Pastor John Mamabolo. We've been together from 7 o'clock. We have started at 7 o'clock until now. So it's time where we can sign off. I want to tell you, we love you so much, and may God continue to bless you and bless your family. What I'm asking is continue to share this link with your friends that you know all over the world. Tell them you are enjoying your favorite radio, By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people, just for a soul. Now, and also what you can do is you can follow us on Facebook. On Facebook, we are By the Grace Radio. You can just like our page there. You can share it with your family as well. Or you can even share this website, our website, to your friends and colleagues. Tomorrow is Sunday, and we are going to church and pray. In the morning, 6 o'clock, Joy Comes in the Morning is a show. It's going to start by, this show is done by Pastor Patrick Mundebele, all the way from Peter Retief. He's going to do the show in the morning tomorrow. 6 o'clock until 9 o'clock, CET Central Time, before you go to church. Believe in me, you will be uplifted. And 9 o'clock until 12, it's Different Colors One People by KK Kulifel Nathan Malaji, Pastor Nathan Malaji. Then now from 12 o'clock until 1, until 3, Winnie the Doctor, Pastor Miss MB Mamabolo. And then 3 to 6 is Kogejo Mkanzi. And 6 to 9, it's me. Now, I thank you very much. And keep on tuning in, keep on listening. I just want to leave you with this song. And we love you so much. And may God continue. Just say, Lord, I lift your name high. Lord, I lift your name high. Enjoy the song.
Lord, I love you. so glad.